what being a Christian is all about. Will you stand there and say, "Great God, I am astounded that I took so little." Let's bow together. Maybe there's somebody here today who's never received Christ into his heart. Doesn't know Jesus personally. All the sprawling resources of the character of Jesus Himself are accessible to you right now. He died for your sins to remove the one disqualification between you and God and totally paid that sin debt with nothing unsettled anymore because of His death. He rose again in order to be in character to live inside of you. That's one reason for His resurrection. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door of your heart and knock. If anybody will hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will fellowship with him and he with me." I want to ask you right now, convicted of your sins, aware of your need as the Holy Spirit has done His work in your heart. You know things are amiss. You know there aren't any resources below that line satisfactory to hold you against the storm and to secure your life unto God. I want to ask you right now to receive Jesus into your heart. Renounce your sins and your right to yourself and receive Him as Lord and Savior and Master and friend and companion and boss inside your life right now. Just tell Him that you're trusting and taking Him like that. And then dare to ask Him to fill you up each day with all the fullness of God that is resident in His person and His character. And then, Christian, however long you've been saved, I want to ask you again to start afresh with Jesus. Say, "Jesus, right now, fill me to capacity, to the level of my growth in you, fill me with yourself so that your character can be materialized in me to meet my needs and then revealed through me so that others may know you too who are around me." Ask Him that right now. Now, Father, seal these moments to your heart and your eternal purpose, and we glory in the great gospel we live in and we have to share. Thank you for Jesus, for the Holy Spirit. In His name I pray.